9 paragraph of Sivis Mishnah Aleph. Akoisiv l'ishtoi din udvarim ein lebenachasayich. A person who writes to his wife when she's still arusa, because if he doesn't have to nesu, it's too late. But he says that he writes to her or tells her that I do not want to have any rights to your nechasim, even though normally he has rights to eat the pears of the nechasim. He says I don't want. I'm being removing myself from those rights. Even so, he's entitled to eat the fruit of the land. And if she died, then he's Yosher. To what effect does it help? The fact that he said, I have nothing to do with Yenachosim. Even after he wrote it, he still has all the rights. He can eat the fruit of the land as Yosher. So Nafkimiyashim, he gives them the right to sell the property, and then he will cease to have rights. A normal husband has a kinyan in the property to the extent that she cannot sell the property. Here he added an extra word. He said, not only do I don't have a schus to retain the property, you can sell it, but I also don't want the payers of the land. Then he loses his right to eat the fruit of the land. He still gets the yusha. He says, no. Even so, he could eat the pears, which basically means, he said, I don't have a right to the pears, means he can't eat the pears, but he can sell them and use the money. He has to say, I have no rights to the property and the fruits and all the things that come out of the fruits forever. In other words, no matter how many times it's exchanged, since it's coming from, the original money was from the fruit, he has no right to it. He says, I don't want anything even after you die. He doesn't have schus at the foot of her land as she's alive. You can also remove his yairish, because Yerushim, a person can remove himself from money that's coming to him. This is only by this type of Yerusha. Yerusha's habal, when she's still a rusa. A regular yairish cannot just say, I masach myself from Yerusha, because he already was Zeicha to the rights of the Yerusha completely. Rabbi Yungla says, even by a husband to a wife, he cannot remove himself from the Yerusha. He says, he holds that the husband has a din the rights to the Yerusha's Baal, and therefore he cannot remove himself from this Yerusha. We paskin that by monetary issues, one can make it nigh, but and we also paskin that the yush of the husband is only the rabbanon. Even so, we paskin the Rishim Gamliel that he cannot make it nigh to remove his yerusha, because the chazal strengthened his schus over the yerusha, and we treat him just like a regular yoyrish, which we mentioned before, that yoyrish cannot remove himself from his yerusha. This is after the Nesu'in, but if the husband made a Tanai at the time of the Erisin, before the Nesu'in, that it shouldn't be Yerusha, after the Nesu'in, then it does work.